نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, we continue with our series on the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The purpose of discussing the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to inculcate in us the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is that love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will spur us to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Isha Salah, the Imam Sahib recited an ayat of the Quran Kareem from the fifth juz of the Quran. وَمِنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ That person who obeys Allah and the Rasul of Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Those people will be with those people whom Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has bestowed. Those people whom Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed. And four groups of people are enumerated in that. Minan Nabiyyin. The Anbiya, the prophets of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Was Siddiqeen, the truthful people. Was Shuhada, the martyrs. Those people that went out in jihad in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And they became shaheed in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Was Salihin, and with the pious people. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا That person who's got the companionship of such great illustrious people, they are the most beautiful companions. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ To gain the companionship of such people, that is the grace of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is sufficient as an alim, as all-knowing. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala inculcate in us the true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tawfiq and hidayat that we could practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we discuss the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama. The conquest of Makkah Mukarrama took place in the 8th year after Hijrah, 8th year after the migration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Madinatul Munawwara. And the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah took place in the month of Ramadan. The background of the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah is, the peace treaty took place between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah in Hudaybiyah. One of the terms and conditions of the peace treaty was, whichever tribe from among the various tribes in Makkah Mukarramah or in Madinatul Munawwara, they wish to form alliances with anyone, they are free to do so. If they want to form alliances with the Quraysh, the Kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they are free to do so. If they wish to form alliances with the Muslims, and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are free to do so. In the various tribes of Makkah Mukarramah, there were two major tribes, the tribe of Banu Bakr and the tribe of Banu Khuza'ah. These were two powerful tribes in Makkah Mukarramah, and they were at war with each other for many, many years. The tribe of Banu Bakr, they form alliances with the Quraysh, with the Kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. And the tribe of Banu Khuza'ah, which also is the tribe of Makkah Mukarramah, they form alliances with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. Now when the peace treaty took place, the tribe of Banu Bakr, they took advantage of this truce. And they launched an attack on the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. This attack was because the tribe of Banu Khuza'a killed about 3 people from the tribe of Banu Bakr. This was in the time of Jahiliyyah. And in revenging that, they attacked the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. They beat the people up, they killed many people, and they went against the truce. They went against the peace treaty. There were many people from the Quraysh that also took part in this attack. So one person by the name of Amr ibn Salim, a representative of the tribe of Banu Khuza'a, the following morning, with 40 people from the tribe of Banu Khuza'a, they went up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. Amr ibn Salim, he stands in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabawi, and he says a few couplets to draw the attention of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The couplets are, he says, Ya Rabbi, inni nashirun Muhammadan hilfa abina wa abihi al-atlada. Inna Qurayshan akhlafuka al-maw'ada wa naqadhu mithaqa al-mu'akkada. Hum bayituna bil-watiri hajjada wa qataluna rukka'an wa sujjada. The meaning of which is that, oh my Rabb, I remind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the old promise that was between our father and his father. And he further mentions the Quraysh. They went against the promise and they broke the pledge that was agreed in Hudaybiyah. At night, they attacked us in a stream called Watir. Whilst we were fast asleep, they killed us. Because some of them were Muslims, they killed us whilst we were in the state of ruku, whilst we were in the state of sajda. And lastly, he says, after a few couplets, Fansur hadakallahu nasran i'tada wad'u ibadallah ya'tu madada. The meaning of which is that may Allah guide you, we want you to help us. And you may call the slaves of Allah so they may come in large numbers so you could form an army and you come and help us and assist us. So, this person, Amr ibn Salim, he complained about how the tribe of Banu Bakr launched an attack on the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. And when asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for help and assistance, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Nusirta ya Amr. Oh Amr ibn Salim, you would be helped, you would be assisted. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acted on this. The kuffar of Makkah, they went against the peace treaty, and against the terms and conditions of the agreement that took place in Sulh Hudaybiyah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to the Quraysh in Makkah Mukarramah. You have 3 options. First, your alliances, the Banu Bakr, they kill many people from the tribe of Banu Khuda, pay the blood money. Second, if you don't want to pay the blood money, break your alliances with the tribe of Banu Bakr. And if you don't want to do that, then break the peace treaty. Which means it's an announcement of war. When the messenger went and conveyed this message, there was one person by the name of Qarta, a representative from the tribe of Quraysh. He said, we can't pay the blood money. Neither can we break our alliances with the Banu Bakr. Yes, we can break the peace treaty. In other words, he also agreed on going into war with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims. And the moment he said that, the kuffar of Makkah, the leader of whom was Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, at that time realized that they have made a serious mistake. Which means now that they have to enter into a war with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They realized they were weak. They realized Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a short period of time has gained powerful strength. And they will not be able to stand the strength and the might of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims. So, Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, at that time was a non-Muslim representing the kuffar of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, he went to Madinah Munawwara. We discussed before, the daughter of Abu Sufyan was Hadrat Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the Mubarak wife of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Sufyan first goes to his daughter's house, to Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha's house. Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha immediately, she wrapped up the bed of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on which Abu Sufyan wanted to sit. So Abu Sufyan asked his daughter, why do you do that? Can't I sit on this bed? So she said that you are impure. You have the impurity of kufr in you. And you're not fit to sit on the bed of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So her father told her daughter that after you have entered Islam, it appears as though lots of evil have come into you. So she then replied and told to her father, let aside evil coming into me. Allah has taken me out of kufr. Allah has taken me out of the darkness of kufr into the nur and the light of Islam. Now this just shows how much of love, how much of devotion and dedication the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the daughter of Abu Sufyan, she supported Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deen and Islam against her father. Now Abu Sufyan did not know what to do. He goes to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he says to Abu Bakr Siddiq, would you please go and intercede on my behalf to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to renew the pledge? So Abu Bakr Siddiq said, no, I don't have the courage to do that. He goes to Umar. He says to Umar, would you go and assist and request Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to renew the pledge? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, that I cannot do, but if I alone have to come into war with you people, I'll do that. He then goes to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He tells to Ali, intercede on my behalf to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to renew the pledge. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, look, I cannot do that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already made up an intention. So, he said, what should I do? Now because Abu Sufyan was insisting on Ali radiallahu ta'ala to do something, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu diplomatically told him, the least I can tell you is go to the masjid and just stand in the masjid and make that announcement that I, Abu Sufyan, have renewed the pledge with you. He went and did that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him, didn't say anything, and Abu Sufyan goes back to Makkah. People of Makkah asked him, what did you do? He said, I went to the masjid and I've announced that we have renewed the pledge. People of Makkah asked him, what was the response? He said, there was nothing. He said, what kind of pledge is that? That's even worse. We don't know that if there is no if there's no peace treaty, at least we can prepare for war. And if there's a peace treaty, we know that we are at ease. But now we don't know whether we should prepare for war. We don't know whether we should not be preparing for war. So what should we do? On this side, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, prepare. We are now marching to Makkatul Mukarrama and we're going to conquer Makkatul Mukarrama. This Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told it to a Sahaba, is supposed to be secret information which everybody is supposed to be holding in confidence. After this incident happened, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the Sahaba to prepare to go to Makkatul Mukarrama. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali, Zubair ibn Awam and Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go to a place called Rose Khakh, or the Orchard of Khakh. Then a woman riding on a camel, she's got a letter. Go bring that letter and come. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Miqdad, they rushed to that place, and in the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that there'll be a woman there riding a camel, in the same place they found that woman there. Her name was Sarah. They stopped her, they told her, check out the letter. She denied, what letter? I got no letter. They searched her, they found there was no letter. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala told her, to threaten her, because what the Rasul of Allah told most definitely will be true. When the Rasul of Allah told that she got a letter, she must have had that letter. It cannot be that the Rasul of Allah would say something without any facts. His information comes through wahi and revelation. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala told to her, take out the letter, otherwise we will unclothe you. Out of fear, quickly she put a hand in her plait of the hair and she took out the letter and gave it to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Ali radiallahu ta'ala came to Madina Munawwara, gave the letter to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi opened the letter. That letter was from a fellow sahabi who was a Badri sahabi. A sahabi that took part in the Battle of Badr. And in that letter, Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote to the kuffar of Makkah about the plans of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to Makkah al-Mukarramah. The content of the letter is, Amma ba'd, Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ جَاءَكُمْ بِجَيْشٍ كَاللَّيْلِ يَسِيرُ كَالسَّيْلِ لَوْ جَاءَكُمْ وَحْدًا لَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهِ وَانْجَزَ لَهُ وَعْدَهُ فَانْظُرُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَالسَّلَامِ. The meaning of it is that, O people of Quraysh, the Rasul of Allah is coming with an army like the darkness of the night. And that army will be coming like the waves of the sea. And even if he doesn't come with an army, he comes all by himself. Allah will help him. Allah will fulfill the promise. Take care of yourself. Wassalam. That's all he mentioned. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Hatib, why did you write this letter? This information was supposed to be secret. Why did you divulge our secret? He explained to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Prophet of Allah, I have iman in Allah, I have iman in the Rasul of Allah. Every one of your sahabi that is here, they have family members in Makkah. To take care of them and take care of their affairs. I'm a foreigner in relation to the people of Makkah, and there's nobody to take care of my family in Makkah. I thought that I would make some kind of ihsan and favor to the people of Makkah, so that they would take care of my property, they would take care of my family. He explained this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he didn't mean to cause any harm to Allah and the Rasul or to cause any harm to Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ama innahu qad sadaqakum. What Hatib had mentioned in explanation, it is true. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was there. Hatib divulged the information, the secret of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulallah, da'ni la adribannahu. Let me behead him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, no, you cannot do that. Innahu qad shahida badran. He took part in the battle of Badr. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِتَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدَرْ فَقَالَ اِعْبَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has focused, given special privilege to the people that took part in the battle of Badr and told to them, do whatever you want to. In other words, that most definitely you'll be forgiven for any weak shortcoming on your side. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overlooked Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, from this incident, there's quite a few lessons that we learn. In the incident of Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, if there's a person in our community, in our society, in our family, he may do lots of good, but he does one wrong, our community and society, they very quick to condemn and criticize the person for the wrong that he does. You won't find people praising somebody for the good he do. People do lots of good, people just keep quiet, digest it. But let the person do one wrong, they'll forget all the right and they'll criticize him for the wrong that he has done. Now in this incident of Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we learn a great lesson in life. Hatib was a Badri Sahabi. He has made wrong. He has done something that he is not supposed to do. It was incorrect. And Allah refers to it in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu aduwi wa aduwakum awliya, tulquna ilaykum bil mawadda. That all you who believe, do not make my enemy and your enemy friends. That you cast to them close bosom relationship. Do not do that. What Hatib done was not correct. But whilst he have done something incorrect, don't forget all the good things that he have done in the past. He's a Badri Sahabi. He sacrificed. He came from Makkah to Medina. He made hijrat. He left his family. So because of the one wrong deed you do, you don't forget all the good that he has done. And this is why one poet, he mentioned this poem, وَإِذَا الْحَبِيبِ أَتَى بِذَنْبٍ وَاحِدٍ جَاءَتْ مَحَاسِنُهُ بِأَلْفِ شَفِيعٍ. The meaning of which is, that look, you know, sometimes you have a friend, he committed one wrong, but he's done so many good things, all those good things, the thousand good things that he had done should come to you as his intercessor to overlook and to forgive the wrong that he has done. So therefore, we learn a very, very important lesson in this. And this is an exhibition of a person's good akhlaq. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us this dua. Allahumma ahdini li ahsanil akhlaq. Oh Allah, you guide me towards good akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. Nobody can guide us to good akhlaq but Allah. We have our nafs with us. Wasrif anni sayyi'aha. And turn me away from bad akhlaq. La yasrif sayyi'aha illa ant. Nobody can turn a person away from bad akhlaq but Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We may know what is good. We know what is bad. But because we have our nafs with us, it sometimes becomes very difficult for us to do what is right, to stay away from what is wrong. Allah give us tawfiq in the right to practice on this great sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husn akhlaq of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل إبراهيم وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا دينا إلا قضيتا ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا
Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fahyihi ala al-islam wa man tawaffaytahu minna fatawaffahu ala al-iman. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al-maut. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. Oh Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Allah, you forgive each and every sin of ours. Allah, we are very, very sinful. Allah, we are sinful from the head to the toe. We have committed sin with every part and every limb of our body. We have committed sin through our eyes. We have committed sin with our ears. We have committed sin with our tongues, with our hands and our feet, with our minds and our thinking, O Allah. And with all our sins, we have contaminated our iman. And we have distanced ourselves from you, O my Kareem Allah. Forgive us for our weakness and shortcoming, and the zulm and the oppression that we have done upon ourselves. O my Kareem Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Allah, forgive the sin of our mothers. Allah, forgive the sin of our fathers. Oh Allah, forgive the sin of our brothers and our sisters. Allah, forgive the sin of our relatives. Oh Allah, forgive the sin of our children. Oh Allah, forgive the sin of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah. These are Mubarak days that are coming, O Allah. The month of Hajj, O Allah. The first of Dhul Hajj is about to start, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, there are Hujjaj from the various parts of the world. They are traveling in a state of Ihram. They are saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Their complete submission and subjugation is to you, O my Kareem Allah. There are thousands of people by the Rawdah Aqdas of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveying their salam to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O my Kareem Allah, accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj, O my Kareem Allah. O my Kareem Allah, accept the salat and salam of every person to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let it be a means of rahmat and barakat for the Ummah, O my Kareem Allah. O my Kareem Allah, grant us a share in the Hajj of the Hujjaj. O my Kareem Allah, grant us a share in the salat and salam of every person to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, make the Hajj easy and asan, O my Kareem Allah. O my Kareem Allah, remove all unfortunate situations during Hajj, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, make everything easy and asan. O Allah, last year there were so many unfortunate incidents that happened during the Hajj, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, so many people got hurt, so many people got stampeded. O Allah, so many people got misplaced. O Allah, you remove all those difficult hardships from this year's Hajj, O my Kareem Allah. O my Kareem Allah, help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wherever they are. O my Kareem Allah, O Allah, help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, especially the Middle Eastern countries. People are displaced, people are without shelter, people without food. O Allah, mothers and children are being separated, husbands and wives are being separated. Remove all those difficulties, hardship, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, those people that are sick and ill, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. O Allah, those people that have had marriage-related problems, Allah, you remove that difficulty and hardship. Those people that are having health-related problems, Allah, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Oh Allah, those people that have that having difficulty in the income, oh Allah, grant them halal, tayyib, rizq. Remove the difficulty, remove the hardship of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant each and every one of us husna khatima. Oh Allah, give us good health, O my Kareem Allah. Save us from sudden death, O my Kareem Allah. Give us the tawfiq and hidayah to prepare for death, for prepare for life after that. Allah, before we die, grant us tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah, O my Kareem Allah. Tawbah from zina, tawbah from theft, tawbah from speaking lies, tawbah from ghibat, tawbah from every evil, O my Kareem Allah. Cleanse us and purify us, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, grant us their closest, their muhabbat, their qurb, and your wilayat, O my Kareem Allah. O Allah, do not deprive us of their closest, their muhabbat, O my Kareem Allah. Grant us husna khatima. Ya Allah, at the time of our death, Ya Allah, remind us of the kalima. Let the kalima come out from our tongues. Let us say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We die in such a situation, such a condition, that you are happy with us, we are happy with you, and we are desirous of meeting you. O my Kareem Allah, grant us maut in such a condition. Grant us maut in the Haramain Sharifain, O my Kareem Allah. Grant us maut while we are reciting the Quran, O my Kareem Allah. Grant us maut whilst we are in a masjid, O my Kareem Allah. Grant us maut, O Allah, whilst we are serving your deen, O my Kareem Allah. Grant us ikhlas in sincerity. Ya Allah, you take our hearts in your control. O Allah, you have created the heart. Ya Allah, our heart should only be given to you, and let it be me only for you, O Makareem Allah. Ya Allah, let our heart be saturated in your love, your muhabbat, and your zikr, O Makareem Allah. Grant a tongue that is zakir, a heart that is shakir, O Makareem Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.